Big Sexy back into the studio with us.
Where you from? You sex a thing.
Sex a thing. These are really good headphones, by the way. Thank you, Micah.
Thank you, Justin Pulowski, the commission online, for being here to represent the stick carriers.
Yes. Gosh, it has been a long time since I've been in here.
It's unfortunate.
Y'all. It's good to see you.
Nice
Happy
to see
birthday,
you.
Micah.
Justin.
You know I'm a big fan. I would never forget your birthday.
Well,
you know, it was John's birthday yesterday too, Justin.
I don't acknowledge John. I don't acknowledge anyone that wears a Glennon jersey.
You know, I just like to hold on to the days, you know, when this city had a quarterback they could actually support and be proud of, Justin. That's what I like to do.
Oh, God.
Shots fired immediately.
Are you ready for this, Justin?
I mean, how do you argue with, like, just... an idiot.
How do you like to be the guy supporting somebody who seemingly, for all accounts, is such a terrible person? How do you go home at night and feel okay with that? That's my question.
How is he a terrible person?
Not only are you supporting him, you're supporting him more now. You want the stick carriers to be louder for Jameis because he's been accused of sexual misconduct. That makes you a bigger fan.
Accused, yet never had a shred of evidence come out against him.
No evidence.
That's strange.
So is there anything?
That's my what?
That's it. I was curious what you are willing to put on Jameis. Anything? Like through his whole life? Has he done anything wrong in your opinion?
He has.
Okay.
I don't really care about stealing crab legs.
Doesn't bother me.
Because I've stolen way.
Oh, boy.
I don't really care what he said standing on a bench because I've said probably worse things louder. It came out. They didn't have any evidence that he sexually assaulted the girl at Florida State. So did he just have sex with a girl at Florida State?
You can take it that way. Are you a Florida State guy?
No, I don't care about Florida State. I'm a USF.
Well, I mean, that, I will say this, and this is probably where the biggest divide will come between us, is that I believe in my heart that that whole thing was dirty from the beginning. I think you can look at what's happening at Ohio State. You can look at what happened at Penn State, Michigan State. There is a culture where athletes get away with things.
See, and I disagree because I actually think that it was such a national story that they actually dove deep into that. And there was like probe after probe. I mean, they were interviewing people. They were looking for any shred of evidence that they could find, and they found none.
That's just not true. That is the narrative of a fan of a homer.
What did they
Everything
find?
Was
Her
wrong.
Word versus his
Everything
word?
Was wrong with that investigation. They didn't even start digging in until a year later when he was already on the way to winning a Heisman Trophy and a national championship. And if you can really tell me that you think in this day and age that if it comes down to booting this guy who's taken us to a championship and having one of the greatest college seasons ever or brushing it under the rug, if you don't think that's at least likely, then we have a bigger divide than even I think.
Do. It's a huge divide because I'm not going to sit here and I drove an hour and a half, guys, to get here to argue about something that happened 6 years ago.
So let's move forward.
Okay, I'm telling
you that's where it starts with me. That's where my beliefs start. Before Jameis came to town, I felt a way.
I'm fine saying that. The authorities dug into that. Then the NFL security and the Buccaneers security, you know, if they're going to draft him first overall, they dug as deep
you
as
would
they
like
possibly
to think,
could.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, they had another quarterback. They could have taken Mariota if they had any shred of doubt.
And obviously, it's clear we should have.
Why?
Because I can tell you what Mariota's not doing. He's not hanging out with a guy. Let's just talk about small details. Say that nothing happened on that night in the Uber. Jameis Winston is with a guy who's out on bail because he was being investigated and has since been convicted of rape. You have been accused of rape. You're now hanging out with a guy. There were lies told on him.
Guilty by association.
I will tell you, looking real bad by association. I won't say guilty by association. So do you think he lied? Do you think when he came out, when this all came out in BuzzFeed, however many months ago, the story was broke?
About 6 months ago it came out?
Yeah, and he came out.
About a situation that happened 2 years ago in an Uber when he was out late at night drinking. Is he allowed to drink?
So, sure. so, so
are you allowed? I'm a, I would say he's allowed to drink.
Not
right?
against his code of conduct.
And it was probably good that he Ubered and didn't drive.
Correct.
While drunk.
We'd have a different story.
Sure. So what? So when a certain amount of time passes, it's no longer worth discussion?
No, but
because
if somebody,
it happened in another place, it's not worth discussion?
Hold on a second. If somebody comes up to me and says, hey, remember that Uber ride you had 2 years ago at 2 o'clock in the morning? I'd be like, yeah, no. Because, listen, we've all been there, right? Once I get in the Uber, I black out. I don't remember anything else that happens the rest of the night.
So if because you and Jameis Winston black out, that makes it okay?
No. I'm saying you're asking about can he recall every single...
But he did not recall. He said it wasn't true. When he came out initially, he said it wasn't true.
Okay.
So you stand by it. So in his statement now, he can't remember. So was it not true, or could he not remember?
They investigated. They found nothing. Why did it take 2 years for it to come out? Why did it take 2 years for it to come out? Why is, I believe the girl, and again, you probably dug into this way more because you're obsessed with it, but why did the girl, didn't the girl have the same attorney as the girl from Florida State?
Eventually, yes.
I'll be
honest with you that sends up a red flag. But when you're dealing with
raise the red flag for the Bucks.
Okay, well, when you look at a situation, when you've got a guy who very well got away with rape in the first place, I don't see any problem with getting, you know, the person who knows his backstory.
I'm not going to just convict somebody in the court of public opinion. He's never been arrested. He's never been convicted. There's never been like substantial evidence for them to proceed with a trial. Until that happens, you can accuse people all you want, but I just can't do that.
So why did the NFL do what they did? Just to appease the people who are,
yeah,
who are up in arms?
Because if they had any evidence, it would have been way more than 3 games, okay? Tom Brady got suspended 4 games for freaking deflating footballs.
Well, it could have very well been 6, but it's clear that he agreed to the 3 with no appeal.
He agreed to the 3 so that the NFL could sweep it away, they could move on, Jameis could move on, and they could move forward because they found, if they would have found anything in this era, okay, with what happened with Ezekiel, what's happened with other NFL players, they suspend players immediately if something happens. But they found nothing. They realized it was 2 years ago, and they said, listen, 3 games, just apologize. And even in his apology, he apologized for making her uncomfortable. Did he grab her crotch? I don't think he grabbed her crotch. Did he ask her out? Did he ask her what she was doing later that night? Did he touch her shoulder? Did he touch her knee? And if he hit on her because he thought she was attractive, is that a crime?
So that's where your head goes. That's where your head goes.
Well, see, here's the thing. And I thought the same thing. I was like, I'm going to put myself in her shoes. I put myself in her shoes because I've got a daughter. Holly, my girlfriend, has a daughter. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, first things first, did that. So then the other side, why are we only going to put ourselves in her shoes? Why wouldn't we put ourselves in his shoes? What if he was accused of something he didn't do? And people are trying to bring down his career. We're going to put ourselves in one person's shoes. Why wouldn't we put ourselves in the other person's shoes when it's simply a he said, she said? Nobody ever does that, right? We don't want to do that. We only want to see it from her point of view. What if they're trying to bring him down? What if they're trying to extract money out of him? And
that's been the case since the beginning, going back to Florida State. This guy has such bad luck that it's multiple times women have accused him of touching them or doing something to them inappropriately. Just bad luck. He's got the target on his back. That has nothing to do with any of the decisions he's made in his life.
If it was bad luck, then wouldn't they have found something? Wouldn't they have found anything to proceed with a trial?
Well, I mean, that woman, I don't know why she didn't go to the police. I don't know. If you get grabbed, if somebody grabs you there as a woman, she went right to her boss. She reported it to Uber right away. Maybe she didn't think it was worth something of a police investigation.
Let me reset. We've got John Senning. Jameis is a scumbag. Justin Pawlowski, nothing has been proven.
I'm good and decent, by the way, according to the local newspaper.
You are a good and decent man.
I didn't think good and decent people could support Jameis Winston, but thank you to the Tampa Bay Times for pointing that out for us.
They can and do, and Jameis has had a history of character issues. Some, like John, think this is a pattern of behavior. Some, like Justin, raise questions and say, look, once you get a target on your back, that target becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, especially when people accuse you of similar things.
Well, I mean, here's my question. So Jameis was obviously never convicted of anything. The NFL, they do their own investigation and they make it thorough because they
found nothing and the police found nothing. So
when they when they go through and say, we looked at GPS records, we interviewed witnesses, we interviewed the woman, his buddies obviously lied and covered up for him. So So that's just, that means nothing to you. They didn't really do all that investigation and they actually found nothing, even though they said they went through all that evidence and came to the decision that something bad happened. You don't buy that.
No, no, no. They didn't say something bad. Something did happen. Something happened. We don't know what happened. That's why you got three games. If they found anything, it would have been six games or more.
But they cut a deal with him. They cut a deal where he released that half-assed, terrible statement where he didn't realize what really happened. That was the deal.
Then he fired his agents immediately afterwards, probably because of how bad they handled it with the NFL.
That's
a fact, right?
He fired him.
Both of his agents right after the news came, right after the deal was struck.
To me, that reeks of somebody not wanting to take any responsibility for the things they've done in their life and putting it on everybody else.
Is this why you guys wanted to have me in here to just, I mean, I feel like we're just, there's no end to this argument.
There probably won't be.
There is no way that you guys are ever going to be on the same page. However,
we will if any shred of evidence comes out and I believe that he actually did something bad.
You're open to that?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I would turn on him in a heartbeat.
But until that happens,
I'm just not going to take word versus word and nothing comes about. If this guy's such a bad dude, then he should have been arrested by now, right?
You would think.
At the very least, honestly,
in my heart of hearts, he should probably still be in prison for what he did in Florida State.
Oh.
I mean, that's what I believe.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Let's field a couple of calls we have coming in. You guys are both doing exceptionally well. Very passionate. I like it. Nobody's punching anybody.
By the way, Pulowski's got a big thing going on tomorrow, so we can promote that.
It's Stick Carrier Takeover. Takeover at the Bucks practice tomorrow. You guys are arriving like at the crack of dawn to take over the Bucks practice.
Yeah, there's going to be thousands of people there. Many Bucks officials have reached out to me to make sure that we have crowd control underhand. They are preaching that people make sure that they have tickets. There are going to be some extra tickets. They're going to try and fit as many people in as they can. The indoor facility holds between 3,500 and 4,000 people. Last year I showed up at 6:30 in the morning. There was about between 500 and 1,000 people already. So it's going to be electric. It's the one day of training camp where we turn to practice into a playoff atmosphere.
Can I ask Pulowski a football, just on the field question?
Sure, dude.
Are you 100% confident that Jameis is the franchise quarterback, and after this season, he will prove why the Buccaneers need to lock him up?
Well, I mean, eventually they're going to have to win. I think when you look statistically over the last couple of years, he continues to get better. Even last year, he was injured, and then I want to say quarterback rating. I saw somewhere that over the last four games of last year, he was either the top rated quarterback or he was among the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I also believe I saw that he's one of the best fourth quarter quarterbacks in the NFL in the last 3 years. His statistics have continuously improved each year, and he hasn't had a run game. I mean, Doug Martin was terrible last year. They improved the offensive line. They improved, hopefully, at running back. I think addition by subtraction by getting Doug Martin out of here. I think that'll help him. Do I know guaranteed he's a top five elite quarterback? I don't know that, but I think that they're still invested in him in being the franchise quarterback, the number one pick, whatever you want to say off the field, but I think on the field he has gotten better, and he's been better on the field than Marcus Mariota has.
Frank, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Justin Pulowski, the Commish Online, and John Senning debating the merit of Jameis Winston.
Hey, guys. Great, great show. And
thank
listen,
you.
More to John's point, I want to add, just like Martin Luther King once said, you've no need to light a nightlight on a light night like tonight.
Okay. Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much.
It's the end of the week. I'm tired. It's been a long day.
I'm sorry.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
So you have titled the evil Bucks media.
Yes, they
are so evil. How would you like to see, and I realize there's certain pointed things towards radio stations that maybe you have more insight on.
Hold on. I didn't even talk about a radio station. When the Tampa Bay Times intentionally misquotes several Bucks fans, and nine Bucks fans, they quoted an article, and they intentionally misquoted four of them.
And I hear that. Do you think the people...
Well,
no. I'm not doubting that may be true. But I just don't understand. Do you think it's hard to find people who don't support Jameis? Do you think that's a fine, but a hard fine?
Why would you go around, ask fans, and then edit their quotes?
I don't know, and I do not support what they did. That I'm not even...
No, I mean, it's probably not, but I think you are in the minority. I do think that there's a loud, vocal minority of people that are against Jameis, but I guarantee you there's going to be thousands of people chanting his name tomorrow.
Steve,
thousands,
what's up?
That's gross. Honestly, it's gross. Like, I can't imagine going, oh my God, our dude has been, you know, he's accused of grabbing a woman's vagina. We got to make sure to be real loud for him this week. Like, I can't, that mentality is bizarre to me.
Accused, though. Again, accused.
Okay, but still, even that, have his back, but to be louder, to support him more because of what he's done. At the very least.
Because of what has he done?
At the very least. If I'm playing devil's advocate, at the very least, he put himself in a terrible situation when he should have been. He had no chances. To me, when you got to Tampa,
he probably shouldn't have been hanging out with those guys, which he's known for a long time. I'll give you that. I would also say that in the last 2 years, there's probably nobody within the Bucs organization that has done more positive for this community than Jameis Winston has. He's gotten married. He's had a child. You've done it. When you get married and you have a child, I don't know about you, but I matured a lot.
Me too. I stopped grabbing Uber drivers in the private parks.
Absolutely. I mean, Uber wasn't around with you and I.
No,
but
it was a stagecoach.
If it would have been.
Stagecoach. Steve, hello. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Horse.
Justin Pawlowski.
Yeah.
Thank you, Drew. I enjoying the show.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to side with John on this one.
You don't have to fear.
You don't need all the debate. You can relate this just to Michael Jackson, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Oh,
when you have that many people come up.
Do you think Michael Jackson did anything?
I don't know.
I mean, he was never convicted of anything.
No, he wasn't.
Do you think he touched kids?
I don't know. What are we really comparing Jameis Winston to Michael Jackson? I mean, you can even like that's.
Well, I mean, but
that's, yeah, yesterday okay, people were doing Trump and Jameis. I don't feel like the Jameis can be stand on its. You know.
Do you think it's possible? Are you self-aware to think that maybe your fandom clouds your judgment when it comes to looking at Jameis the right way?
Because I said as soon as something comes out where I believe he did it, I will turn on him in a heartbeat.
So an NFL investigation saying they found whatever they found wasn't enough for you.
What did they find? What did they say they found?
Enough for three games. Do you think that the NFL... Yeah,
players get suspended four games for way less than he was accused of. So why would they agree to three games when, again, Tom Brady, even players that use Adderall get four games, but Jameis is only going to get three. So he definitely did something
because
wrong.
He obviously cut a deal, which very well could have been six.
He said, I won't appeal.
He said, we'll give you the three if you don't appeal.
So if he appeals, then they're going to find nothing and then give him a lesser suspension. If they were confident in the suspension, if they were confident in what they found, who cares if he appeals? He's still going to get the six games, right?
This is clean. This is clean on his end. He doesn't need to appeal. I mean, that's an appeasing deal for me if I'm Jameis. And I know I'm going to get six, and I'll have to go to the appeal
process. How do you know he was going to get six? What if he was going to get four and they negotiated back to
three? Have we seen anything modern day where somebody has come out, released a statement like that, and there was a no appeal option? I don't think that's something that's very prevalent.
I think those type of deals happen all the time.
With the statement included? With some half-assed statement?
Come on, dude. These statements are always put together by the PR staff and by agents.
Seth Kushner?
Well, I know we're running out of time. I don't want to run into the Soul Brother Kevin show, but do we want to get any closing statements from John, from the commish?
Yes. Each of you have a minute or so to close. We'll have our guest go first, Justin Pawlowski.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I consider myself a good and decent person. Very excited about putting on my good and decent shirt that says Stick Carriers Support Winston on the back. That's right. It's at stickcarriers.com. And I'll be chanting his name loudly tomorrow. I'll also be chanting good and decent loudly tomorrow.
Will there be any anti-John Senning chants tomorrow?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm hoping John will join me and be there for the practice. You don't have to cheer Jameis on. You could chant Ryan Fitzpatrick's name.
It's magic.
Yeah, I will be at the. I'll be at the Eagles game this year. I still support the Buccaneers. We have a very
even with Jameis on the roster, though.
I mean, I don't feel good about it. And I've said on this show, I'm not ready to do it today and or tomorrow or this season. But if Jameis makes the changes that he needs to, that I feel he needs to make as a person, and we're 2, 3, 4 years down the road, and he's clean and is doing all the good for the community, then maybe one day I'll say, okay. I'm never going to love the guy.
But what if he made those changes in the last... I'm sorry, this is your closing marks.
No, no, it's...
What if he made those changes in the last 2 years already? Well, and again, this is an incident that happened 2.5 years ago.
Then he can prove that. He got the suspension this year. I mean, there is a very, we have a very, very basic disagreement that we'll obviously never, you know, see.
Well, and again, I can see it from her angle. And regardless of Jameis and the girl, we're to the point with the Me Too movement and what anyone can accuse any NFL player of anything. And the NFL is going to be like, we better, you know, you need at least 3 games just for the accusation. So that's unfortunate. Like if a Bucs fan wanted to accuse Cam Newton or Drew Brees or Julio Jones or whomever, I mean, and it got that far, the NFL is going to look into it and they're going to be like, well, we got it. We got to do something here. So, you know, looking at it from both sides, Jameis does have a past and that hurts him. But again, I think we're just in a time in our lives where an accusation is almost as bad as being convicted.
And I'm just one of these people where I like to see what people do, and eventually people's actions tell you exactly who they are. And when you go back to Florida State, you may not have a problem with him being a thief. Not have a problem with him supposedly, you know, shouting homophobic slurs out of the Uber. Those are things that show me what kind of person he is, and that's the information that I have used to form my final decision. Also, breaking news, Nike elects not to renew quarterback Jameis Winston's contract. I'm sure they did that because he's good and decent.
All right. Thank you, Justin Pulowski. I hope your stick carriers take over.
We don't use Nike for our stick carriers. Good, shirt, so well, that's okay.
So that'll be tomorrow at Bucks practice. Thanks for being here, man. Commission Online on Twitter is great. John Sennett, great job as well.
Justin, I love you. Even though you started with calling me an idiot, which I thought was a little stiff.
Well, you know, I wanted to come in guns blazing.
But I do love you, Justin. Thanks for being here, man.
And thank you, Micah, and thank you, Seth, and thanks, everybody, for listening, and I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow at our brunch at Noble Crust at 11. Bye-bye.